This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Common Council tonight will get a thank you from the fire chief of Rimac, Peru. Several years ago, an Oshkosh Fire Department truck was donated to Rimac with the help of the Oshkosh Rotary Club. The South American community is now celebrating 104 years of having a volunteer fire department, and they want to say thank you in person. The council will also approve new zoning on Oregon Street. The old Whiskey Tavern Banquet Hall will become housing there. The council will also discuss the undervaluation of commercial property in Oshkosh. The recent valuation shifted more of the tax burden from commercial to residential, meaning more taxes for property owners. The new valuation for commercial property and residential property will cost the city about $285,000. Work is expected to wrap up today on U.S. 45 southbound into Oshkosh and Interstate 41 northbound. The closure will affect 45 southbound, Interstate 41 northbound, and U.S. 45 to Algoma Boulevard. Page 2. Latest statistics show that crime is down in Oshkosh as compared to last year. Crime is down or the same in 9 of 10 categories. Homicide is the only one that's up. It's up from last year by nearly 100%. Meanwhile, police continue to investigate two fatal car accidents that occurred during the last week. Later today, City Manager Mark Roloff and city staff will meet with community stakeholders to discuss the design of the proposed Jackson-Oregon Bridge. The Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominees for its Small Business of the Year. The business must be independently owned, less than 200 employees, and a chamber member. The award will be handed out at the annual meeting coming up in January. There's another chamber ribbon cutting planned for later today. There's one at the Old National Bank. And unemployment in Oshkosh has dropped to only 2.8%. There are roughly 100 more people working now than 1 year ago. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh has dropped to number 20 in this week's D3Football.com pool. The Titans lost last Saturday to Whitewater. That game drew over 21,000 people to the Warhawk Stadium. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.